Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and we have again Larry, who is always super great on giving us news updates. And they've got a lot to talk about tonight. And how are you doing there, Larry?
Oh, doing okay. My eye on the internet and the denial of service attacks that's been going on around the country.
Yeah, could you brief us on that? What is actually going on? Do they know who's doing it at all?
Well, of course, the mainstream media is claiming it. Of course, it has to be Russia because that connects with Trump, and
right. They
have decided to destroy Trump. They've got to do it quick. But interestingly, Drudge Report had a headline this morning when I got up, internet blackout, and says that sites across the internet are suffering an outage from cyber attacks, and says the cyber strike is against a major internet management company, and what they actually attacked was the servers themselves. In other words, the servers that functioned with, well, like Amazon.com, Twitter, I guess Facebook, and you know, a lot of the mainstream social medias and websites, they struck the servers which they were using, and that stopped that caused the denial of service, you know, to all the customers. So there was quite a bit. The East Coast seemed worse off than the rest of the country, but they believe that was some type of anonymous attacker. They weren't really saying it was a state-sponsored attack.
Well, if they can knock out Amazon and other large companies, what can they do to the electrical grid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something to really think about. You know, people could wake up any morning and have no power, and of course, you wouldn't know why probably, but we know that that enemies of this country, they know that, and, you know, those that would, and of course, the rich men, they also know that, Stuart.
Well, they're probably, you know, they've got hardened ability. Of course, the CME, we just got a report. Obama just signed that executive order about obviously an EMP attack, either from the sun or maybe the approaching cosmic wave or the destroyer or North Korea or a computer attack that brings the grid down. I guess it really wouldn't matter. Most of the reports that I've read said that if the grid went down for over a year, probably 99% of the American people would be already dead. That's how wired in we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
For people that haven't read that novel by Fortian called One Second After, you have no idea until you really read something like that what within days the quality of life, and especially for the ill and those, the elderly and the diabetics, you just go across the country and can you imagine how many would die within a week? I mean, it's incredible. You couldn't even count them.
Yeah, it's the ripple effects that go down. I mean, if there's no power, then there's no fuel to pump. If there's no fuel to pump, there's no trucks running. If there's no trucks running, because we are kind of, you know, on call for all of our supplies now. Nobody really stocks up. So then you have wells that don't work, no water. The hospitals only have fuel for their generators for a short time, and then they're done. Yeah, it would be totally devastating. I've often told people on the Best Global Report that what you need to do is turn off your power for 3 days and take notes. And then you'll find out what you need and what you don't need. But I don't think too many people actually do that. But they should, because we could be without power for weeks on end. In fact, wasn't it several years ago you guys down there had ice storms that cut the power off for a long time?
Oh, yeah. It was at one time it was like 2.5 weeks, and then another time it was a week and maybe a half. And then up here where I live, Stuart, you're well aware that at least once a week, maybe twice, there isn't the, all the power's gone for very mysterious reasons, of course. And I've learned how to live without it. It's not comfortable, but I've learned how to live without it the best I can for short periods. But what you're talking about could be rather lengthy, and that would take some skill.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, the population is so wired in that I agree with whoever wrote that report that probably within a year, most of the American population, because they wouldn't know how to fend for themselves. And then, of course, you'd have all these marauders going around. It would be like Mel Gibson's, what was the name of that movie he did over in Australia?
Mad Max.
Yes, Mad Max. That kind of a scenario is probably more true than people would want to realize. You know?
Didn't your wife, Stuart, didn't your wife have a dream one time about having to get up on top of a second story or third story of a building to hide from marauders and that type of scenario almost?
Yeah, that Cindy had that dream when she was like 18 or 19. She had it over and over and over and over again.
Wow.
She finally asked the Lord to take it away from her because she just couldn't stand it anymore. But in the dream, there was a huge rift in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And what was odd about it was there were no children, she said. It was just adults. So I don't know what happened to the children. Maybe your vision of the removal of the children had already taken place. But she was very pointed about that there were no children in the dream. And what had happened was that only about the 3 or 4 stories were left intact in St. Paul, Minneapolis area. And so groups of adults had gotten together, and they would climb up into these buildings by rope for the night so that they would be safe from other marauding groups. So, yeah, the Mad Max scenario is probably quite real. I mean, we are so used to a civilization here that runs very, very smoothly. And most people probably go to the grocery store, you know, twice a week. They don't stock up much. You know, if you feel like going to eat out, you go eat out. Your power is basically on most of the time. And so you get so used to it, you get wired into it.
Yeah.
And that can change overnight. Now, the one thing that has bothered me about all this EMP stuff is that the Mark of the Beast system, doesn't that have to run basically by computer? And computers require electricity to run. So
well, sure,
I've often wondered. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Stuart, what you asked me there, you're exactly right. What's interesting is the fact that that system, that infrastructure that the rich men and the powers that be would use, that would be its Achilles heel. That would be the Achilles heel of that whole system.
Yes. So, but according to the scriptures, they do actually put it in place, which would imply... And if you go into the prophecies about Babylon, America, it implies that things are kind of going along as usual. They're building, they're buying, they're selling, they're marrying, they're giving in marriage. So it more or less indicates that society globally is basically intact. You have your financial ups and downs. You have your wars, your rumors of war and all that, which we're going through right now. but it implies that things are fairly normal, and then sudden destruction cometh out of the blue. There's no warning. It's just bang, and it's done. And I wrote an article, I can't remember if I posted it on the blog or not, about the only thing I could come up with that really matches that description is the removal of the church. Because it's done suddenly, it's done with no warning, in the twinkling of an eye, everything changes. So I guess that, you know, you can argue that all over the place, but it's very, very interesting scenario, which would indicate that for all the problems we are having, we seem, anyway, to get through most of them in a basically intact state, and then all of a sudden, everything changes. Getting to things changing, I got into the bots. I bought Cliff High's latest report. And this is one of the things he says in it. In a general sense, it means that both huge changes are coming within the USA population, are in the offering. And these changes will have multiple generation impact and will be rippling out across the world oceans to affect the larger global population. Huh. That's kind of an interesting remark. He says there is so much new data streaming in for the United States population, it is necessary we will fill out this report later on. But the nature of the new language from the USA population is intensely hot emotionally and stuffed to the maximum possible level. So, are we kind of watching that? No, I mean, the fighting is really starting to intensify.
Oh, it's getting absolutely bizarre, Stuart. And as you read that, it sounded like today. I mean, this country is so wired up, so to speak, David Clark, that sheriff, Milwaukee County sheriff, that I really do like listening to him. He was saying that everybody's on such an edge and so hopped up over this election and the what's going on behind the scenes of this election, and that he said it's going to get worse. I mean, he gave that warning on Fox today. He warned that this is going to get worse. So that almost goes side by side, parallel with what you were reading from the bots.
Well, no, you said, I did not watch it, but you said that Trump was at some meeting with Hillary, and he was pretty pointed, I guess would be the word. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it was the day after the final debate, you know, with Chris Wallace. The next evening, which I guess was yesterday now, there was the Catholic Church had some kind of meeting that they have, Al Smith meeting or something, something where you give, a lot of the rich people give. And what's interesting, all of the people there were the rich people. I mean, you're looking at the rich and really the left. I mean, the progressives, that was mainly what made up that meeting. And what's interesting, they had Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump there. And Trump really presented the situation, and he even began to point out the news, the embedded news folks with the elite that were all together. And he reminded them all. He said, one time you were all my friends and, you know, you wanted my support, you wanted my endorsement for years, and you wanted my money even longer than that. And he said, now you don't know me anymore, and you're against me, and you've become my enemy, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paraphrasing, but he laid it out, and he began to point out people from the different news sources that have been slamming him. They were all there embedded within the elite and the rich men that were located there. He even called out George Soros and a number of the rich men, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. I never thought I would ever see anything like this. And of course, what's interesting, Stuart, that I think it's a cardinal at New York, that Dolan,
yes,
that's over that big church there, you know, and he told, you know, he reminded Dolan that Hillary Clinton was against the Catholic Church and what had all been spoken against them. And of course, she has not apologized. They want Trump to apologize over and over and over for almost anything, but they don't expect it from her. But it was so shocking. It was almost, Stuart, look, it was like I was seeing prophecy being fulfilled.
Well, we do have the prophecy of ruler against ruler, and it appears to be accelerating greatly. And I want to go back here to the bots. This is interesting.
Yeah, Stuart, let me insert this real quick, because I told you about this, and this may be what you want me to say. Today, after that meeting, and, you know, that basically overnight, you know, he made the remark that he would accede to the results of the election if he won. Well, the media went insane, and they decided the next day to begin a nuclear attack on him like they did. Remember Goldwater, how they destroyed him just before the election? Well, they have begun that now against Trump, and one of Trump's people was on today. Can't remember, Rollins, I think is his name. Ed Rollins, or... Yeah, anyway, he actually said on Fox, he said that it appears that unless a miracle happens, Hillary Clinton has already won the election. He says she's already been crowned, she's been given it, the whole thing is rigged, it's rigged for her, and they are now doing the nuclear attacks on Trump to finish him off now, and he's lower in the polls, and he said unless a miracle happens, that Hillary Clinton will win. And so, you know, I wanted to say that before you go back into the bots, because I think this will tie kind of into the bots, what we're talking about.
Now, the other thing that you mentioned, and I'm not sure I'm remembering it right, but you said one of the guys ran a Bible code, and it had Clinton as president, but it had Trump as president.
Well, let me read it. It's two of them. Two codes came out. The first one,
okay,
Rabbi Glazerson ran, and it basically said Donald Trump, president of the states, 5777. Now, that's 2017. Now, what does president of the states? It didn't say United States. It says states. And so after that, Barry Rothman, and we've had him on the show.
Yes.
He ran a code about an election, and he said he said Trump is encoded, and he found it October the 19th, 2016, and he asked, is it significant? ? Now, here's the terminologies that showed up in the code that he ran. And, of course, you know, just running for president gives you let your name be associated in the code with the term president. That don't necessarily say you're winning it, but number one, Trump elected. Number two, president. Number three, Clinton. Number four, president. Number five, the word surprise.
That's where I wanted to go with this. I'm as I've researched this guy out of Utah, and I watch what's going on with Trump, and I watch the Hillary situation, I'm beginning to think that the American people are being set up. There's going to be a surprise. Now, I want to get in here to what the bots have to say about this surprise, because there's a lot going on behind this, and it appears to me that mystery, Babylon, of Revelation chapter 17, is going to come into full play here very, very shortly. Anyway, USA population, the data sets are continuing to show that the political fracturing, obviously in America, will grow across October and November. The fracturing set still has a number of new areas filling that are suggesting that the Hillary Clinton campaign is going to lose its head. got any concept as to what that means? Body loses headsets.
Well, you know, it makes me wonder. You remember the word I received? You know, the head, basically, what's really behind her movement is George Soros, the rich man. But now, whether it could also mean her. Now, I don't know. I can't decipher that. I can't interpret that exactly, but that is very interesting terminology.
It is in view of what you were told about Soros.
Yeah.
That he's going to fall. He's already being exposed by WikiLeaks, so maybe this is enough that people just turn on him. Anyway, then it goes on, as model space is progressed past the body loses headsets, the new growing aspect and attribute sets bring in the idea of a shuttle, such that a new man becomes the party candidate.
Huh.
A new person. Now, you had Trump as president, but it also said Hillary as president. Then it said surprise. Do you suppose this surprise is a shuttle person becoming the party candidate? So which one, Republican or Democrat, doesn't really make any difference. We all know that the New World Order funds both of these people. Now, everybody says that Trump is oddball out. I'm not so sure, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not one of them. I want to get into that a little bit because we get into Mormonism and what Mormonism teaches and what a Mormon president would expect from the American people. And it's not good. But anyway, it says, much of the language goes into conspiracy theories at a depth and breadth that have not been seen before within our work. More on these sets will be included at the end of this section. Anyway, the data for USA population is forecasting there will be very large and emotional shakeups at many levels, not just the political realm. The bonds problems, financials, is indicated to be growing right along with the candidate shuffle in its emotional spread throughout the population. It's described as precipitating money problems for election campaigns as well as electoral officials. Then they go into saying there are detailed sets showing there are going to be electrical problems, issues with network connections, misplaced voting machines, lack of paper documentation, and all manner of administrative malfunctions. And he says in here, other data sets indicate that the bonds problem, evidently it's a bonds collapse, globally is going to disrupt the officialdom push towards the UN agendas, which would, of course, be 21, 20, and 50. Then he says that near riots will be on video from government officials and political events, where officialdom people are going to be fleeing the mob action as they attempt to drive towards the globalist agenda forward. So in other words, these guys are so committed to their one world government that they're going to try and stuff it down the American's throat.
Yeah.
Which is not going to work, obviously. Now, I did some research on it, and I want to quote here from the Bible first. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, Mother of Harlots and the abominations of the earth. So here we have mystery as head of all the abominations of the earth, right? Is that the way you interpret it? That's the way I would interpret it.
Yeah.
So, okay, if we have that, we have, remember it said a new man, a shuffle was going to take place, a surprise. A new man, could it be this Evan McCollum? He was in the CIA for 11 years. He ran clandestine operations. He is a Mormon and obviously has ties to Mitt Romney, who is also a devout Mormon. And Mormonism came into play a long time ago when, remember when Mitt Romney was running for president?
Yes, absolutely.
And it came, that then they began to examine it. Well, Mormonism is one of many different forms of masonry. And this is what people really have to understand. This guy, Evan McCollum, now he, as I understand it, feels that he entered the race 3 months before the election. I watched what he had to say. They interviewed him in a place down in Texas. And he said that he did it to stop or spoil the election. To stop
yeah.
Trump, which he feels is totally unworthy, and Hillary Clinton, which he feels is totally unworthy. He made reference to the Electoral College, and I think he already has Utah sewed up. Are you familiar with any of that?
That's the report that I've heard is he's got Utah sewed up, and I did see him on a Fox program a couple of days ago where the woman interviewing him asked him point blank, I think his name was Trish Reagan, the Intel report, asked him point blank if Mitt Romney had contacted him or Mitt Romney was working something with him on this, and he simply refused and would not, even though asked about three times, he would not answer that question.
Well, that answers the question, doesn't it? Are you guilty?
Well,
I'm taking the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, that is the scenario these days. But, you know, what is so striking, though, I remember that White Horse prophecy coming out when Mitt Romney ran a previous election way back there, and I knew of
yes.
it. But you looked into it some more, and it seemed to have some validity, and I've wondered if maybe because of Trump that the Republican establishment and a number of people are trying to use that prophecy and create this new person in the surprise in the election.
This is what I'm gunning for, because he's a spoiler. He says openly he's a spoiler. He wants to stop Hillary and Trump. Says neither one are worthy or able to have the office, and he wants to throw the election into the Electoral College. And if he already has Utah, which is probably one of the swing states, he throws the election, and he claims, to the House of Representatives, who then decide by the electoral votes. He says all he needs is two states.
Well, Stuart,
so this is
going to
get very, very interesting.
Yeah, don't
Go
you
ahead.
Find it really interesting, Stuart, that one of the reasons they began this electoral count in this college is to bypass the American people to elect presidents?
Yes. Yeah, you can win by popular vote and lose by electoral vote. And so Trump could come in, let's say the prophecies of Trump coming in with a landslide are actually true, but electoral vote-wise, he could lose. And that would cause consternation among a lot of people, and as you said, this thing really seems, the rhetoric seems to be really heating up. Now, I want to bring in some of this because this is very, very interesting when it comes to the Mormons. 9/11 was clearly an inside job by intelligence operations to bring in Homeland Security, which was a Rand Corporation agenda. They had it on the shelf long before 9/11, and people may say, well, that's simply not true. Well, if you do your research, it is true, and people need to do their research. FEMA is under Homeland Security, and the executive orders bring all of this under the acting president at the time. Now, Evan is a Mormon. Mormons are masonry, and masonry is part of mystery of the Bible, because there are many offshoots to masonry, Mormons being one of them. Now, I did some research on Donald Trump. It appears he's a Mason as well. So I think what we're watching are Masonic wars. I think this is the final war of mystery to find out who is going to run this world order. You know, they just can't, you know, you probably played it when you were a kid. I know I did. King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever's on top of the hill gets gets thrown off and somebody else takes over. Now, it appears, though, if you really watch what's going on, the Pope came out totally against Trump, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of odd, Stuart, because Clinton and her people are totally against the Catholic Church. And George Soros, the WikiLeaks is showing, was heavily involved in funding the embedding of the Catholic Church to bring it down.
Okay, but so the Pope is against Trump, and they don't say anything about Hillary, which would tend to confirm that they want her in. Mitt Romney and Glenn Beck, both Mormons, both of Masonry, and the banking cartels and the Illuminati mystery, almost all of media, are totally against Trump. So what you have is a coalition of one branch of Masonry. If in fact Trump is a Mason, and he does give a lot of Masonic hand signals if you watch him closely, I'm going to read some of what that Sorcher Fall has to say about it, which you have to take with a grain of salt. But is this, I guess my question is, do you believe this could be a Masonic war to decide who is going to run the new world order? Now, the protocols of the Elders of Sion state that they are going to pull the plug on the money system. Then they're going to step forward with a whole new system. The pattern of previous elections suggests that a collapse of the system will occur just before or after whoever takes office next. Maybe Obama is still in office. Who knows? Okay, with a possible war, which we're going to talk about because that is still on the front burner, the American people would be in a total state of confusion, and they would be looking for anyone that would help them. And that is what may bring in the White Horse Prophecy. For those who don't know anything about the White Horse Prophecy, it states that the Constitution of the United States will be hanging by a thread, a very thin thread at that. It'll be almost gone, almost completely destroyed, and a Mormon, a great and mighty Mormon, will come forward and save the day. That's what they teach. That's what they believe. Probably not all of them. They may not even admit it, but that's what it is. Now, here's the interesting part, Larry. Mormons have a temple in Maryland, and within it, it is claimed they have a replica of the Oval Office.
Huh.
And it also claims they have all the communications necessary to run the country from their Washington temple. Mormons are very powerful and have connections to the White House and presidents over many, many years. So the White Horse Prophecy says that a Mormon will step forward just as the Constitution hangs by a thread, just as about all is lost, and will save it. So then, you have to ask the question, because this is where it gets really interesting. Is Donald Trump a Mason? Now, according to Sorcher Fall and some of the other research I've done, it appears, though, he might be. I'm not going to say he is. He might be. I'm fairly convinced myself that he probably is. They claim he is a Freemason from the Knights Templar, which would then bring about a war between the Masonic groups, whereas you have all of these old people that want to keep the New World Order intact, that want to tighten up the belt with the global system of economics they have. But I guess everybody has to remember that even though you've got all these pincer movements and various people vying for power, they're all fallen. They're all part of mystery. And it's all going to end up exactly where the Bible says it is.
I agree with you, Stuart. And I think all of this dovetails back into the Bible, into Jeremiah, I believe, 50, where it talks about ruler against ruler. I think that's what we are literally seeing right now. And the odds are, from at least my number of years on this planet, you don't get anywhere in this country without being a Mason. I ran into that in police work. That's why I had such difficulty, because I was not one and I wouldn't go into it, and so I lost jobs. But, you know, people don't reach the place Trump is without being in the Masons or part of it, because they guard the finances to where you're not able to prosper. But this is why I call Netanyahu, who I believe probably is also, but I call them wild cards. There's certain cards in the deck of humanity that are leaders that even though they may be Masonic or whatever, they really are. They're you could almost call them at times a renegade. And I think that Trump really is, even though people call him a Mason, he's not really that Masonic as far as being the renegade portion or being the wild card, because they don't control him to that degree.
Yeah, it says here, the Mormon Church is a Masonic creation. Its founder, Joseph Smith, was a Freemason. Its rituals and doctrines are essentially Masonic New Age. Freemasonry is itself a cult which honors the Kabbalah as its doctrinal and ritualistic source. And then another very interesting, a lot of presidents have gone to Salt Lake City to meet with the Mormons leaders. Obama, here's a headline, Obama's secret meeting with Mormon leaders spark end time fears. A report issued by the Russian FSB circulating in the Kremlin describes the text of a recently translated communique between the Russian and Chinese branches of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the LDS Church, or Mormon Church, as chilling, and that it describes last week's sudden and unannounced visit by President Barack Obama to Salt Lake City, Utah, to meet with top church officials as a warning that the end of time may be here. They discussed, it is said, the White Horse prophecy. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know
Absolutely.
If it's true or not, but a lot of presidents do have very close ties to them. And I guess what I'm getting at is, don't be surprised, folks, if the big surprise is that this Evan McMullum is elected president. And we go into the Mormon belief structure. They are basically socialistic. Everything is community property. I've done some research on that. And they own huge amounts of property. And here's something else that was kind of interesting that might tickle your ears, Larry. The Mormons are transferring a lot of their tremendous wealth to China's long-awaited international payment system. to process cross-border yuan transactions that is now ready and may be launched as early as September or October.
Well, if you remember,
this is interesting.
If you remember a few months ago or earlier this year, you remember that the Chinese actually and other groups around rich men around the world tried to begin to move the yuan further into a world currency status, and they had banking problems and it delayed it. But we may be approaching that again.
Yeah, you're right. And you remember in Jade Helm how they targeted Utah?
Utah was
classified as an enemy of the state in the Jade Helm exercises.
Yeah.
So what we're watching here is really very, very interesting war, I think. Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting is, do you remember when George Bush Sr. was talking about Trump? And he took his hand with his thumb and he went right across his throat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
I do now that you mentioned it.
That was telling Trump, you're probably going to get your throat slit. Then there is another one where, remember Glenn Beck? Said if I was next to him, I'd stab him with a knife.
I heard that one. Yes, I did.
Remember that? And then
he was talking with the author Brad Thor, and Brad Thor caught a lot of heat off of that interview.
Well, then you have Mitt Romney, who made a speech in front of, in the backdrop of the speech was Hinckley, I think Hinckley Foundation or something like that. Well, it was Hinckley one of the Hinckleys that killed or took a shot at Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
So there have been a number of threats against Donald Trump. So at the end of all this, it appears to me that this White Horse prophecy may be coming true and that the powers that be are doing whatever they can to stop it.
Well, let me ask you this, Stuart. Because just a few days ago, Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Reagan, just came out as a movie, and I watched it on another, I think it was on a National Geographic channel or something, and I watched it, and it was about killing Reagan, or the attempted Hinckley Reagan assassination, and what's the odds that that would come out weeks before the election?
Yeah. So I guess we have to watch, but don't be surprised, folks, if this big surprise centers around Utah Mormonism, and here's what they believe. This mysterious priesthood elder, whoever it becomes president, would somehow seize control of the U.S. government to prevent the total abrogation of the Constitution. In other words, he would save it. He would assume total power and create an LDS kingdom in America. At that time, under the White Horse prophecy, the mighty and strong would be proclaimed the new prophet or the first president of the LDS Church and would also be president of the United States. Thus, he would wield both supreme political power of the most powerful nation on earth and be prophet, seer, and revelator. Now, I've also read that Obama is a 32nd degree Mason as well. So the Constitution has to be hanging by a thread. Glenn Beck, this is what he said. President Barack Obama is going to bring us to the verge of shredding the Constitution of massive socialism. On November 14, 2008, following Obama's election, Beck appeared on Bill O'Reilly's show, The O'Reilly Factor, said, "We are at the place where the Constitution hangs in the balance. I feel the Constitution is hanging in the balance right now, hanging by a thread, unless the good Americans wake up."
Sound like a clue.
He's reciting the White Horse prophecy.
Yeah, that does sound like a clue.
All right, well, let's move over to war before we run out of time. What's cooking over there at the English Channel? What have you found out about that?
Well, basically, the largest Russian fleet ever since the Cold War is now sailed, and they are saying that the North Sea Fleet and the, I guess, the Baltic, the Black Sea Fleet, et cetera, there's more than 10, I believe, Russian ships in this fleet are making their way into the English Channel. And of course, if you look at the English Channel, I did find out that that is international waters, so the Russians would have a right to go through there. And when they say they're en route to Dover, there's a Dover Strait in the English Channel, which is really close to England. And apparently they have to go through this Dover Strait. But the English ships and the NATO ships apparently are not blocking the Russians at all. They're basically watching them or keeping an eye on the Russian ships as they go through that area. But this is unprecedented. I heard some of the intel people talking about it today, and they said they've never seen a movement of Russian Navy such as we're seeing.
So is this just posturing, maybe? I know the English was going to didn't they threaten kind of a blockade, but now they kind of backed off that and said they're just going to observe them?
Yeah.
So now Putin's warning, here's a headline. Now Russia tells the United States, if you want a war, you will get one everywhere. Russia has warned the U.S. it will give America a war if it wants, one after Joe Biden called for an all-out cyber assault on Kremlin emails. These guys are WikiLeaks. What's the deal with WikiLeaks? They're still coming out, are they not?
Well, they actually are. You'll remember that apparently from the reports coming out, the U.S. contacted Ecuador, Julian Assange, with WikiLeaks, who is hiding or are in a position in the Ecuadorian embassy located in London, England, and he has to stay in there to continue to not be arrested. They had asked the Ecuadorian government to shut off his internet, which they did, and then the Ecuadorian government turned it back on, and he went back to work, and there was a WikiLeaks. There's a dead man switch, apparently, or a motivation where when Assange is shut down or something happens to him, they have a lot of leaks anyway. They can't stop it. I think in Berlin they begin to leak. So this is simultaneous locations. And even though they say the Russians are behind this, you know, I'm not sure of that. There's been no data showing the Russians did this. And this is Assange, and he seems to have his own scenario going. But the WikiLeaks are still coming out, and they say there's going to be even more. Now, what's interesting, Stuart, the WikiLeaks really is revealing so much of the activity behind Obama and Hillary and the DNC and that campaign and the rich men that it's become a really critical threat to our nation, basically. And I wonder if the WikiLeaks doesn't cause some of the bot activity that the bot says we're about to face involving this election.
Well, they are really destroying. Well, I don't know why anyone would. Well, I guess the American people don't care whether Hillary is a criminal or not, or a good share of them don't seem to care. In fact, maybe that makes them vote for her even more. But according to WikiLeaks leaks, I mean, she's in the middle of all of this, and I watched the debate. What did you think of the debate?
Well, I thought it was very interesting, and I think he did a good job of exposing the truth. And Pat Buchanan was on today and also was talking about how that Hillary, he said the evidence is there, right in your face, that the Obama administration is covering up for Hillary Clinton, and that she has the three-letter agencies in her pocket, DOJ, FBI. Everybody that could actually investigate her is already in her pocket. So it's total lawlessness is what he was saying.
All right, now Hillary has a lot of baggage. She's not, unless she's faking this, and I'm beginning to wonder what's really going on. Did you ever watch the movie Mercury Rising?
Yes.
You remember the autistic kid in that movie?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, he did such a marvelous job that mothers who had autistic children were calling the producers to find out, how in the world did you ever get an autistic child and train him to be in that movie? Well, the kid was not an autistic kid at all. What he did was, he was a regular child actor, and he went to autistic schools and observed how they act and learned how to do it. Now, this is a bizarre possibility. Do you suppose the American people are right in the middle of a play and the surprise has been in the works forever? And that Donald Trump, by all his remarks, is actually throwing the election. Hillary is unhealthy. We've read stories about George Soros doesn't even want her around anymore. Might pay her a couple billion just to leave quietly into the night. And that this white horse prophecy has been known about. And it's now coming into play. Hillary wouldn't be able to, she's disappeared, by the way, hasn't she? Nobody knows where she is, or she's in hiding or something?
Well, they say that she's coming back out again, but if you will watch over, you know, as I follow the news so closely, it appears, just like Valerie Jarrett basically is a behind-the-scenes handler for Barack Obama.
Right.
If you watch closely, this Huma Abedin appears to be Hillary's handler. They all have a handler that really is the control function, or at the it's almost like they're robots and being controlled, you know, like a puppet, so to speak. And remember, Trump called Hillary a puppet after she had called him a puppet. But,
yes, I saw that.
You know, it appears they all have handlers, and you can see it clearly.
So, could this be just a stage play? We all know what the Somme 2 war has to say about it.
Yeah, and you got to remember, you've got to somewhere dig out that old word, that deception that is so ingrained in fallen humanity towards the end times. I mean, you can't go very far without the deception being there, whether you see it or not.
Well, and what makes me wonder is that Trump really seems to be throwing a lot of stuff out there just to infuriate everybody, which would tend to confirm that he wouldn't be elected. And Hillary, whether it's a real illness or she's faking it, which is a possibility that we'd have to look at, so that neither one could run or become the president of the United States. And so we have this odd fellow out, be he Mitt Romney or be he Evan McMullen. But, you know, it's odd to me that your one of your Bible codes talks about a surprise.
Yeah, that's very true. That's Barry Rockman.
So, what do you think? You think there's a possibility that this whole thing is just stage play and that the American people are just being played for the fool and that this has been in the works for some time?
Well, Stuart, it would be hard for me to tell the people that they're not being played because they've been played so long. I mean, you know, Randy Yarbrough came on the show one time and, you know, he gave a really incredible breakdown of this emergency that's been going on forever in America, and the American people have never woke up from that yet. So, yeah, it could be actually have a play for stupid people, biblically. and America fits the bill.
Sure does. Well, America's got to go down. We know that from the biblical prophecies. There's no way America is going to stand through any of this. The chances of a delay are a possibility, a short delay. But the Bible more or less indicates that America goes into kind of a chaotic state, just like the bot said, it's chaos. And everybody's bewildered, nobody knows what's going on, and then somebody steps forward to save the day. And that brings us back to this white horse prophecy, and I'm just wondering, and I'm just asking folks out there, keep your eyes open and don't be surprised at anything that happens, because this thing is, what would you say, Larry, more than bizarre?
Well, it's just as bizarre as all the military movement around the world right now is bizarre. I mean, this is incredible, and people do need to be watchful and wary of every single day, especially at least until the election's over, if that solves anything. We're in an incredible time right now.
Yeah, and I know that people look to their elected officials to save the day when they really should be looking to the Lord. And they need to get on their knees and they need to pray. But, of course, most Americans probably don't even believe in prayer anymore. As Obama said, we're not a Christian nation anymore anyway. And unfortunately, he's correct. You know, it's a hard thing to say, but it's true. The apostasy of the church in America is just beyond belief. And it's just incredible. Any last thoughts what's on your heart to tell the people today? I'm just astounded at what's going on.
It's absolutely shocking. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I've been considering and thinking about also, if you look at how the grid system, the electrical grid system of the United States is set up, they could turn off the East Coast, or they could turn off the central part of the country, or they could turn off the West Coast or the whole country, with the exception only of Texas. Texas has its own energy grid. It's separate from the U.S., but, you know, when all the lights go out in the country except Texas, you'll probably know that maybe Washington turned the lights out. You won't know the difference.
Yeah. I've often said it doesn't matter when you're in a FEMA camp exactly who put you there. You're there. You know? So it doesn't really matter who did it. We're just running into an area here where we had the Jade Helm exercise in 2015. They say there's another Jade Helm exercise going on, but very silently this year. Getting ready, I guess, for this grand surprise and chaos that everybody's predicting, and out of chaos comes order. If we go back to history, that's their motto, order out of chaos. So we have to have the chaos in order to have order. The biggest way to bring chaos in is financial collapse, war, and we haven't even touched earth changes. Larry, that's really accelerating, isn't it?
It is accelerating, and we'll have to get into that on the next show. Really all around us, danger prevails all around us, around this world.
Yeah, the bots mention weird weather quite a few times,
yeah.
And it's more than weird weather, I guess. So anyway, how do people reach you, Larry, for those just tuning in?
Quickly, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay, well, you folks, you need to really go in there and watch Larry's updates. You'll learn a tremendous amount. And we thank everybody for listening tonight. And we're not trying to be fear mongers. We're just asking people to watch and be fully alert. There are some surprises coming to the American people. Not pleasant when it happens. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next week. And thanks again. Good night.